I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are a week away. Week and a day away from our Leading Ladies live show at Belmont Park's Beach House. And one of our artists, Megan Patrick, joined us via Zoom recently.
Hi.
Hey, Megan. So nice to meet you.
You too.
For those who don't know who Megan's husband is, she's married to Mitchell Tenpenny. And we've had the opportunity to meet your husband several times, and we just adore him. He's so great. You have good-tasted men. How about that?
Yes. I didn't used to, but I got it right, finally. I finally got it right, and I thought, you know, I better lock this one down. I better go ahead and marry him, because I don't think I'm going to get any better than this. And I think I was right, so I think I'll hold on to him.
There you go.
I can't imagine the jam sessions you guys must have, hanging out the house at, you know, around a bonfire somewhere. Am I right?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, to be totally honest, I mean, every once in a while we'll get together and play, but usually when we're together, we just want to like hang out with our dogs, go walk around in the woods or go golfing and like not talk about work or think about work. So, but we definitely do get into some jams every once in a while.
Here's an idea for you, because I think you have a really good sense of humor too. You guys could play off that for a little, just an idea, for a little Instagram series where like everything you do, you're always playing music to answer the question for things. I think that would be really fun. I think you guys would do a good job with that.
Well, it's funny you say that, because actually if you were to ask my band, I'm someone that like sings things all the time instead of speaking them, and I make up songs. Probably the most annoying thing I do is make up songs to my dogs all the time, which I usually do mostly when Mitchell's gone, but not that I'm scared to do it in front of him. I do it in front of him. We have like a bedtime song. We have a let's go outside song. So I do sing to my dogs a lot.
I think Tammy's vying for a producer gig on that podcast.
Megan, just real quickly, because you had the opportunity to sit down with Tracy Lawrence, legendary 90s artist, country artist who has his own podcast. Who would you say from that genre would be on your playlist?
Well, I mean, definitely Tracy.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, one of the most identifiable, one of the best like classic country voices ever, in my opinion. Right. Other than that, I mean, a lot of George Strait, a lot of Alan Jackson, right. Some Loretta in there. I mean, I guess Miranda's she's a little newer than quite that class, but like I love all of her music, but like especially like her earliest records, mm-hmm. Miranda Lambert, like Kerosene and all, like,
yeah.
She was kind of like just the template for just women that wanted to be in the country world who weren't just, you know, the sweet Southern Belle. Maybe they had that
right.
side, you know, but just for being like strong and a badass and kind of unapologetic about who you are, the good and the bad. I mean, I love her.
Megan is playing with Priscilla Block and Runaway June and Avery Anna and CeCe. What we can guarantee is some amazing scenery and a ton of fans. Our Leading Ladies live shows are huge, and it's because of the talent that we bring in and how many people are just thirsting for not only exploring and discovering new music in country, but most importantly new female music in country. We know that you're not a new female artist.
That's been kind of one of my biggest challenges, you know, coming from Canada, where I had already built, you know, a successful career and this great fan base, and coming down here and I am a new artist here to most people. And that can be a tough thing for me sometimes, because I have to remind myself, like, because for me, it feels like I've been doing this forever, because I have. And,
yeah.
You know, but as far as America goes, I'm still just getting started. And so I'm super grateful to you guys for having me out and giving me another opportunity to make some new fans. And for me, that is always going to be my number one priority in my career. I mean, I know we have social media and all of these other tools at our disposal, but for me, you know, I built my career from the beginning from just getting out and playing live shows and meeting fans face to face. It's my favorite way to do it. And so I love being able to have the opportunity to come out and meet some of your listeners.
Well, we're grateful that you said yes to being a part of this. So thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Megan, have a wonderful rest of your day. We appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Say hello to your husband, Mitchell Tenpenny, for us. Megan Patrick, you rock. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you soon.
Five artists for $20. We want to see you there. KSON's Leading Ladies Live with CeCe, Megan Patrick, Priscilla Block, Runaway June, and Avery Anna Thursday, May 15th at Beach House. Get your tickets at KSON.com.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Blake Shelton celebrates a pretty impressive musical milestone recently.
He just celebrated his 30th number one song in country music with his single Texas.
We recorded Texas along with some other things that I'd already had recorded, and Texas just felt like one of those once in a lifetime songs that you get, that it's just when you hear it, it's impossible to get it out of my mind. I'd wake up in the middle of the night just singing my own song. Like normally if I make a record and by the time I get a mixed version of it, I'm so sick of it, I never want to hear it again, you know, when you work on something like that. And it's just been a blast. It really has.
Rough to be Blake Shelton waking up in the middle of the night with a number one song in his head and Gwen Stefani in his bed. that's a nice life.
I know. He talks about why he loves this song so much.
Texas is a song about a guy whose girl just completely went missing, and the only place that he can imagine she would have wound up has to be somewhere down in the state of Texas, because that's what we all learned from George Strait.
I guess if George Strait's exes can all be in Texas, that's where you gotta look, right, Blake? I mean, that's so crazy. And George, by the way, has 60 number one songs. That's who Blake is chasing.
That's ridiculous.
Blake has got 30.
I mean, huge.
Only 10 other artists have ever done that. So, of course, George is number one with 60. Then there's Alan Jackson, who has 35. Merle Haggard had 38. Charlie Pride had 30. Ronnie Millsap, 35. Toby Keith, 32. Tim McGraw has 30. And Luke Bryan has 30 number one songs.
Not too shabby. Congratulations to Blake Shelton, who certainly does not need our encouragement.
For me, I don't want to wait at all. I would have played Hurt a whole year if I could have. So, you know, it was more their decision internally, but I appreciate the care they have for me, and I'll see if they're me.
Really nice to see Jackson Merrill, our wonder kid, back in the lineup yesterday after, man, almost a month, I think, of being on the IL. And, of course, Jackson Merrill being Jackson Merrill, first thing he does is hit a double. Because he's awesome, and he's Jackson Merrill.
Well, he's been chomping at the bit to hit a ball.
I love
the
fact that he's like, I wouldn't have pulled myself out of the lineup no matter what. I'd play Hurt every day. I just appreciate the care that my team and my managers had for me. That is the mentality that we love about Jackson Merrill. Cut my leg off. I'll be fine. I'll just hop around out there. Don't worry about it. Let me play baseball. Love Jackson Merrill, although it didn't really help us last night. I mean, we're not going to win every game, obviously. Mm-hmm. The Yankees are no pushovers, obviously. It was a hard loss to watch because the one thing that's been so steady and dominant for us this year, our bullpen, like everybody in Major League Baseball is talking about how great the Padres' bullpen is because it has been lights out.
Yeah.
You got to have nights like last night, I guess, because they stumbled, spoiling a really good game from Michael King in his return home. That was really a nice story, by the way. The Yankees didn't want Michael King anymore. They threw him in the Juan Soto trade.
Okay.
And that broke his heart. That's where he's from. He always wanted to play there. But he's found a home here in San Diego. He's been so great, and he loves it here now. So it was a really nice story to see him returning home, quote-unquote, last night to New York. He had friends and family in the stands. He pitched fine, pitched well enough to win. But the bullpen, you know, we're not going to have perfect nights every night. And unfortunately, last night was not a perfect night. And we fall to only 23-12 now. We're so spoiled this year.
Yeah.
But nice to see Jackson Merrill back, Tim. I know he's your favorite player.
I'm very excited. He's my favorite player. He's the one bobblehead I have.
You only have one bobblehead? Mm-hmm. That's adorable. And it's Jackson Merrill.
And it's Jackson Merrill, yeah.
That is awesome. I have, I think, 18 bobbleheads now. I didn't even know I was collecting bobbleheads till I started collecting bobbleheads. But now I have to I have to prioritize them because I've got some duplicates.
Oh,
I've got a couple of Joe Musgroves. So Joe and his no hitter bobblehead are on my top shelf in my books.
What about the one with his dog?
That's on shelf number 3 because the top shelf's reserved for fabulous moments.
Gotcha.
I'm such a nerd.
That's all right.
I've got Fernando Tatis and his platinum glove.
Uh-huh.
As I mentioned, I've got Joe Musgrove's no-hitter. I look forward to getting Dylan Cease's no-hitter bobblehead and put that on the top shelf later on this year. But anyway, I'm a total nerd. Jackson Merrill is back. The Padres are almost 100% healthy again, which we haven't said for a very long time. They're going to get Jake Cronenworth back before the end of the week. Nice. So yeah, we're getting back, and so we stumble in New York. We're not the first team to do so. We're not going to be the last team to do so. And there are worse crimes, like losing to Colorado this weekend, which we just can't do since they only have 6 wins.
Okay,
they're so pathetically bad.
Oh, don't sit and rip on them, though, John. Don't do it.
I mean, they're still a professional baseball team. Same two teams tonight as the Padres try to win the series. You can hear every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Head out to Santee. Say good morning to Steve. What's going on, Steve?
Not much, John.
Hey, would you do me a favor, pal, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Yeah, Tammy, go ahead and go home. We're fine.
No, don't go home. Okay. Don't go home.
See you later.
Don't go home.
Come on. Bye.
Watch yourself, Steve. We got a long show yet.
Easy way to win, right?
Steve, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sure.
Yesterday was George Clooney's birthday. Is he older or younger than 60?
Older.
Rihanna showed off her baby bump on Monday at the Met Gala. This will be baby number 3. True or false? Rihanna revealed her second pregnancy at the Grammys.
False.
Pamela Anderson attended the Met Gala with her son. Who is his famous rock drummer father?
I know his name, but sorry, I can't think of it right now.
Okay. Cell phones are notoriously banned from the Met Gala. However, Megan Thee Stallion was posting about the food selection and was reprimanded. What cell phone provider's tagline is, can you hear me now?
Verizon.
And finally, a 71-year-old stunt woman set a new world record for the oldest person ever on fire on camera in Final Destination Bloodlines. Including this upcoming film, how many Final Destination movies have there been?
7.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Steve, what you got going on today, pal?
Just heading to work, John.
And what do you do?
I'm a steel fabricator.
Steve did 3 out of 5.
All right, nice job, Steve.
Tammy, yesterday was George Clooney's birthday. Is he older or younger than 60?
He's older.
George is a very robust 64 years old, doing just fine. 1-1, Steve knew that. Rihanna showed off her baby bump Monday at the Met Gala. This will be baby number 3. True or false, Rihanna revealed her second pregnancy at the Grammys.
That is true. Oh, it wasn't the Grammys. What was it?
It wasn't the Grammys. It was the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show. Steve went with false, so it's 2-1, Steve. Pamela Anderson attended the Met Gala with her son. Who is his famous rock drummer father?
Tommy Lee
from Motley Crue. Steve just could not come up with a name, tied at 2. Cell phones are notoriously banned from the Met Gala. However, Megan Thee Stallion was posting about the food selection and was reprimanded. What cell phone provider's tagline is, can you hear me now?
Verizon.
Verizon is correct. Steve knew that. Tied at 3. And finally, Tammy, a 71-year-old stunt woman set a new world record for the oldest person ever on fire on camera.
Good Lord.
They get so specific with these world records. In the movie Final Destination Bloodlines, including this upcoming film, how many Final Destination movies have there been?
I don't know. 11.
Oh, good Lord, no. No. You overshot a bit. 6. Films. Steve just missed it, went with 7. I like the Final Destination movies. They're kind of, well, they're not kind of. They're gory as you know what, but I don't know. You know, no, not you?
No, not my thing.
Oh, anyway, Steve, you and Tammy tie today. Unfortunately, all ties go to Tammy, so you're not going to get any of her money. But we still have a great prize for you, pal.
We do, honey. A pair of tickets for our All-American Summer starring Scotty McCreery and the band Perry, June 14th at Front Wave Arena.
Oh, that's awesome.
Steve, have a good day at work. We appreciate you listening. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you, guys. You too.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Caught up with how mommy's doing.
Travis, you're a grown man. Stop calling mom mommy.
Mommy!
Stop that right now.
Nope. Mommy, growing up, what was the one sport you loved watching us play the most? All right, mommy.
Mom, is it weird at all that Travis still calls you mommy?
It's kind of funny. I think it's hysterical.
It's funny. That's all that mommy needs to know.
833-287-1037. Is it weird when a grown man calls mom, mommy? This came up on the Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce podcast, New Heights, that my daughters are obsessed with. Obviously, thanks to Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce calls Mama Kelce, Mommy Kelce.
His brother doesn't like it. He thinks it's weird.
Do you guys find it weird that a grown man calls mom, mommy?
My husband, when he talks to his mother, he always ends by saying goodbye, mommy.
So he calls her mommy.
At the end of a conversation. Otherwise, it's mom. But at the end, when he says goodbye to her, he always calls her mommy. I think it's sweet. And my adult sons can call me mommy anytime they want.
Do they?
No, my youngest son likes to go mother just because he knows I don't like that.
Producer Jessica, is it weird for you if Hamby calls his mom? Oh, first of all, I should ask, does he call his mom mommy?
Absolutely not.
Okay, would it be weird for you to hear it?
Yes. I think it's a total deal breaker. Sorry.
A deal break. So yeah. You'd leave your husband if he says, I need to buy a card for my mommy on Mother's Day.
Well, presumably before I married him, I would have known if he called his mom mommy.
But that's true. Just called it a deal breaker.
Yeah.
So you go home a day and Hamby goes, hey, by the way, I need to get something from mommy. You're done?
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well, Hamby,
Kathy Minella.
Consider yourself warned. Hey, thanks for putting the sponsor in there. Appreciate that.
Wow. Is it weird? 833-287-1037. I don't find it weird.
I
find it endearing.
It's creepy, you guys.
Well, let me put it a different way. When Walt is 35, can he still call you mommy?
No.
Really?
No.
Interesting.
There's something about it I don't trust, especially for men. If it's a girl calling their mom mommy, it's not as offensive.
Why?
Okay.
But it's something
such a
about
standard.
Right?
I know it is. There's something about a grown man calling his mom mommy.
My youngest daughter calls me mommy when she wants something.
Okay. My girlfriend Sam was mom Mona. Moner was just in town over the weekend, and every once in a while Sam calls her mommy.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I don't find it disturbing or weird or, as Jessica says, a deal breaker, but it does ring out to me. I don't know why. And as we're having this conversation, I just texted her asking if she would find it weird if I called my mom mommy, and her answer is, quote, I mean, at your age, it's strange.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't know. I mean, there's so many things that factor here. If we're talking about a grown man who lives alone and wears cardigans and calls his mom mommy every night, then maybe that's weird. But like a Navy SEAL or a Travis Kelce calling his mom mommy, I mean, I don't know.
Do you look at Kurt differently because he calls his mom mommy?
If I would hear him do it like in person, I'd be a little creeped out. That Travis Kelce audio is so creepy to me.
Creepy.
Yes, it's. I don't know what exactly it is, but something about grown men calling their mom mommy freaks me out.
Makes my heart swell if my son says that to me.
And you love it when your husband calls his mom mommy.
I think it's darling. I think it's lovely.
Very interesting conversation here. Are you on Tammy's side where she finds it endearing and loving, or on Jessica's side where it's like, hey, pack your bags, mommy's boy, you're out.
Now listen, if a grown man is running around mommy, I gotta call mommy. That's creepy. But when they're having that conversation and Kurt ends that conversation and he says, okay, bye, mommy, I just think that's the sweetest.
Let's just throw it out there at 833-287-1037. You're with your man. Maybe you've been involved for a long time. Maybe things are just starting out. And all of a sudden, you hear the words mommy come out of his mouth.
I could see it bothering young women without children more than maybe a woman who's had several children and it's the father. I don't know.
This is very interesting. Yeah. I think we're going to get a lot of different opinions on this. Is it weird when a grown man calls his mom mommy just in time for Mother's Day? 833-287-1037. Travis Kelce calls his mom mommy. His brother's like, dude, you're a grown man. Don't call her mommy. It's weird. Do you think it's weird? Producer Jessica says yes, 100% deal breaker. Tammy would love it if her son called her mommy and loves it when her husband, Kurt, wraps up a phone call with his mom and says, bye, mommy. Is it weird? 833-287-1037 for a grown man to call his mom mommy.
Stacy and Claremont, what's your take?
Well, I don't think it's weird at all. I think it's kind of sweet, but made me kind of curious because I work with a bunch of guys and I wanted to know how they felt about it. And none of them thought it was weird.
Really? They all think it's okay and totally normal to say mommy as a grown man?
Yes.
Interesting.
Oh, I love that you did the poll for us. Thank you, Stacy.
Yeah.
Josh and LeMay says, is it weird for a grown man to call his mom mommy?
Absolutely. It depends on the situation. It requires it, then sure. But for the most part, a grown man saying mommy is extremely weird.
Okay. So what do you mean when it requires it? What would constitute that where it wouldn't be weird?
Like a mental breakdown or like an emotional situation where you need your mom because every guy needs his mom, regardless of the situation. Yeah, if it's just like a daily conversation where it's, I'm going to go see my mommy or my mommy needs me. It's weird.
Yeah. But see, no, I would agree with that. But I think in certain circumstances, it's very endearing. Thank you, Josh.
You know, and I was thinking when Josh said that, you know, I will go ahead and consider myself a mama's boy. I love my mom. I don't remember. I don't think I've called my mom mommy since I was a toddler. It's mom or ma or Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not mommy ever. It would be weird for me to say it.
Sydney and Obi, what's your take on this?
I think mommy's a little weird if it happens all the time.
But, I mean, occasionally it wouldn't creep you out. All the time, I get it when you're saying all the time. That would bother me. But I just don't think it's out of line or weird if a grown man occasionally refers to his mom as mommy.
Producer Jessica completely disagrees with you. Right? Says absolutely deal breaker. Do not call your mom mommy.
Shanna and El Cajon, what do you think?
Well, I think an adult man calling their mom mommy is a little weird. But I have to say all my adult children, and I have 7 of them, call me mama. I think the mama comes from the South.
Could be. That's a good point. Thank you.
I actually just waved our coworker Dorothy across the glass to ask her opinion as well. Dorothy has a grown-up and a mom and a wife.
Yes.
If your husband, Stephen, said he needed to buy a Mother's Day card for his mommy, would that freak you out?
Okay, is double standard, because it would be weird if he said it, but I call my mom mommy all the time.
So I'm talking about a grown man. If your husband, right, calls his mom mommy, is that weird to you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, if he did it all the time, what if he did it occasionally, like, you know, for certain things?
Tammy's husband always signs off, doesn't call his mom mommy regularly, but always signs off a phone call saying, goodbye, mommy, I love you, mommy.
You know what? No. I'm going to go with Tammy's husband, because as a boy mom, I would love it if I'm like older like that and my son still called me mommy, like, yes.
It'd make your heart swell, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yes.
I'm with Kurt.
And meanwhile, producer Jessica says if her husband, or in this case, even her adult son when he's an adult, calls her mommy, they're both gone.
No.
That's what she said. It weirds her out. Thank you. Well, regardless of how you like being addressed, happy Mother's Day to all moms. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Casey's in Escondido, and I hope that means, Casey, we'll be seeing you at our John and Tammy Road to the ACMs. We're taking you to the ACMs. In this case, ACM Auto Body and Paint in Escondido, Thursday morning.
What a perfect name.
Listen, if the real ACMs don't want us, I shouldn't say the real, if the musical-based ACMs don't, yes, want us, we're proud that ACM Auto Body and Paint in Escondido said, who are you? And then they said, yes, please, come on down.
Escondido's a very accepting town. We'd love to have you.
Well, we're excited to be there, Casey. As you know, we're going to be broadcasting the show ACM style. John will be dressed in a tux. I'll be in a...
Let's call it a nice suit.
John will be in a suit.
Not that nice. Had I won, I'd get a nice suit.
Okay. I'll be in a gown. We'll have a red carpet, Casey. So if you come by, you can take pictures on the red carpet.
Oh, my God. Can I bring, do you have a red velvet rope? Because I have those gold stanchions.
Yeah.
But I don't have a red carpet. But I have the red velvet rope.
Well, you could certainly bring that, because we have a red carpet, sort of. It's a roll of red felt, but it'll work in a pinch.
Sorry, though, Casey. There's no open bar.
What?
Uh-oh.
Can you bring that, too?
You want me to bring a bottle of champagne?
Hey, we'll celebrate. We'll celebrate. Casey, we'd love to see you. I hope that means you're going to come by.
I am, because you guys don't come up to Escondido very often, and it's a big deal to me to have you in my town.
That's very nice. Well, John and Tammy's hometown ACMs are awards for community magnificence. So who will take home the ACM for best gym for normal, regular people? The best place to clean your car when your kids dump goldfish crackers in the back? Best place to get the meat sweats? Uh-huh. Best place to get messed up on a Saturday night?
Safely.
All of these answers at our ACMs, in this case, ACM auto body and paint in Escondido.
Well, I can't help you. I didn't vote on the gyms because I don't know anything about those. My workouts are like 12-ounce curls.
Well, you know, you got the best biceps around, Casey.
All right, Casey. Well, tell all your friends about it.
I'll see you Thursday. I'm glad I didn't go this morning.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean you didn't go this morning?
I thought it was today.
Oh, gotcha. Oh.
Well, that would have been great. Get there early.
I'm glad you didn't go a day early either, Casey. Good thing you called.
Thursday works better.
All right.
Bye, guys.
6 to 9 tomorrow morning, ACM Auto Body and Paint in Escondido. Directions are at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Chula Vista. Good morning, Elsie.
Hi.
Elsie, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Oh, of course. Sorry, Tammy. You'll get some coffee.
All right. Good luck.
Elsie, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Elsie, Rihanna showed off her baby bump Monday at the Met Gala. True or false, Rihanna's real name is Rihanna.
I believe so, yes.
Keith Urban will be awarded the Triple Crown Award at the ACMs. The Triple Crown is also awarded to the winner of the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes, and the Breeders' Cup in what sport?
Horse racing.
A teaser has been released for the new Spike Lee flick, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington. Denzel should have won an Oscar, starring alongside Spike Lee in a Spike Lee-directed movie about this legendary and controversial black rights activist. Who was he?
Malcolm X?
This Sunday is Mother's Day, one of the most popular flower days of the year. What is the most popular flower for Mother's Day? Roses, sunflowers, or carnations?
Sunflowers.
And finally, yesterday was George Clooney's birthday. Within two, and without going over, how many total Oscar nominations? Total Oscar nominations does George have?
I'm going to go like 27. I don't know.
Let's get Tam back in. Wow, you think very highly of George Clooney's career, don't you?
I feel like everybody does, right? I have to go high.
Pretty sure that might be a record, but either way, let's get Tammy back in. Tammy, Elsie did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Rihanna showed off her baby bump Monday at the Met Gala. True or false? Her real name is Rihanna.
True. I knew. Oh, trust your gut, Tammy.
Elsie also went with true. Her real name is Robin Fenty.
That's where her. Fenty line.
Yes, yeah. Exactly right. Nice job, Tam.
Yeah. Didn't help me.
Didn't help you. 0-0. Keith Urban will be awarded the Triple Crown at the ACMs tomorrow. The Triple Crown is awarded to the winner of the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes, and the Breeders' Cup in what sport?
Horse racing.
Horse racing is right. Elsie knew that. 1-1. A teaser has been released for the new Spike Lee flick, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington. Denzel should have won an Oscar, starring alongside Spike in a Spike Lee-directed movie about this legendary and controversial black rights activist. Who was he?
Malcolm X.
The movie might not be great. I think it's very good. But Denzel Washington's performance, the fact that he didn't win an Oscar for that is an absolute cinematic crime. It's 2-2. Tammy, this Sunday is Mother's Day. As you know, happy Mother's Day early to all moms. One of the most popular flower days of the year. What is the most popular flower for Mother's Day? Is it roses, sunflowers, or carnations?
Ew, carnations. I'm going to go roses.
Roses is wrong, as are sunflowers. Leave it to mom to always want the most simple, don't spend too much flower. Carnations are the most popular flower for Mother's Day.
I'm going to say that that's what people buy, and I'm going to say that a lot of moms go, ew, really, carnations? But they would never tell you that. Do you agree with me?
You agree?
I agree.
Ugh. They don't even smell. No. In fact, they smell badly.
Yes. They're just inexpensive. Sunflowers I would love.
Yeah. I feel like that's so motherly, a sunflower.
Don't get your mom carnations. Get her something different.
We're still tied at two. And finally, Tammy, yesterday was George Clooney's birthday. Within two and without going over, how many total Oscar nominations, total Oscar nominations does George have?
Oh, because he's a director, too.
And a producer.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. I'm going to say 12.
They both overestimated. Elsie went way big. 26, I believe, is what she guessed. Oh. George Clooney has won two Oscars for acting, but he's been nominated totally for eight
Oscars.
Oh, my
God. I swear I almost said eight. I don't know why I picked 12.
Well, either way, today we finish with a tie. And unfortunately, Elsie, all ties go to Tammy. So you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you.
It's a bouquet of carnations.
Here we go.
I love it.
No, you
they
don't.
Smell perfect. No.
You have a pair of tickets for KSON's All American Summer with Scotty McCreery and the band Perry, June 14th at Front Wave Arena.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Scotty's literally my favorite country artist. So I'm so excited.
Oh, that's great
news. Your friends to buy tickets and join you.
Yes, of course.
All right, Elsie. Well, congratulations. We're glad we can hook you up. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
We love following Hardy's successful career because, first and foremost, Hardy's a friend. What's going on, man?
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
We're great. Happy new daddy to you, honey.
Thank you so much. We're so excited.
Be 100% honest. Are you doing this early morning tour because you need to plug all the things that are happening in your life professionally, or you're just happy to get out of the house for a couple minutes of peace and quiet?
Hey, look, I'm doing this early morning tour because it's the only time in my life I've ever been up this early in the morning.
I bet. I bet.
Hey, Tam and I, we love you. You know that. And your beautiful bride and your beautiful family now, man. We knew that you would do it, but it's still just embrace fatherhood, man. It's just a whole new life now.
It is. I mean, even just already. And it's just been such a blessing. And we also are just so lucky. She's such a good baby and she's really made it easy on us. And it's just amazing. Every day is something new and she's just coming to life and, you know, smiling and laughing and doing all the stuff you want her to do. And it's just amazing.
I don't think you could have picked a more perfect name for her.
Oh, well, Callie gets all the credit there.
She looks like a Rosie. When you look at her, you're like, oh, my God, of course that's her name.
Yeah, the rosy cheeks.
Oh, so cute.
So beautiful. So things are so great for Hardy right now. Yes, personally, but yes, also professionally. Congratulations. All your hard work is paying off. You know that. We're also so stoked that you chose to start your tour, the Jim Bob World Tour, off right here, May 22nd, in beautiful San Diego, California, a place that you hold very close to your heart.
Yeah, and you know, I thought, why not? That'd be great. And I knew I had that I was talking to my booking agent, and you know, he was like, we got to go back out to the West Coast. And I was like, why don't we just kick the whole thing off in San Diego and make a big, you know, a big thing of it with all the family and everybody. So I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a great time.
So it's May 22nd. And of course, half of your in-laws and Callie's family will be there at the show. So hopefully there's room for us to come in there, but I am so excited for this show.
Well, first of all, of course, you guys are our favorites. So you guys can, we'll give you the access pass anywhere you want to go.
Okay. Hang on for 1 second, Hardy.
Yes.
1 second. Well played, Tammy. you were saying, my good friend.
Oh, my goodness. No, I mean, truly, it's just, it'll be a great, some of my favorite shows. I'll never forget the show that I did with Morgan there a few years ago was one of my favorites. It was a wonderful crowd, and anyway, long story short, it's going to be really cool to be headlining it now and be back, and it's super special.
We're talking to Hardy, headlining. His opening night will be at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater, May 22nd, a perfect kickoff to summer.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets right now for that show at KSON.com. Hardy, hang out for a little while. Go take care of Rosie. And when we come back, I want to talk about your rock influences. What rock star do you call a personal friend? It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Not only a hugely successful musician, but one of our good friends, Hardy, is with us. Hardy is kicking off his tour right here in San Diego in May at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater. You can get your tickets at KSON.com. A Hardy concert is a rock concert, man. And I was thinking about you over the weekend. I saw AC/DC at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dude. I mean, yes. The lead guitarist of AC/DC, Angus Young, is 70 years old. Brian Johnson, the lead singer, is 76 years old. And they were killing it. I'm thinking to myself, I can see Hardy up there, 70 years old. Rosie's a wife. She's got two kids. Still, and they're doing beautifully, by the way. Doing your thing at that age. Do you see Hardy extending his career into that time of your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as long as I'm willing and able, I 100%. I see guys now, like you said, like Angus Young and all these people that are like the Stones are another great example. And I just think stuff like that keeps them young and keeps them active and also just the love of performing. You know, there's just, you couldn't keep me away. I don't think the only way I could do it, could not do it, is if I were not physically able. I mean, I love it so much.
So, Hardy, you obviously have had great success in country. You also have great success in rock right now, three active singles. You're going to bring together this crowd that is one of my favorites to experience, because I took my best friend's husband to your show when you came in for Morgan Wallen and played at Petco. And he was like, he looks at me after you started and he goes, I really like this guy. Cause he's a rock guy, right? And he likes country, but he loves rock and roll. And you turned him into the ultimate fan because of what you do when you're on stage. You blend it all so well.
Thank you so much. You know, I mean, I just, it all kind of came a little just naturally to me, as far as, you know, I didn't have like this grand idea that, hey, I'm going to be a rock country artist, and just sort of just have been doing what I do naturally. And just thankfully, it seems like it's cohesive or palatable, whatever you want to call it. It's really cool to see the marriage of the two. And I've had a lot of fun building relationships with, like, you know, having my, you know, just the random people that I meet through the country and rock world, and never thinking those universes would ever collide and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm just thankful that this weird, whatever you want to call my subgenre of whatever, is just working, and that people love it, and people like rock people can get into country, and country people can get into rock, you know?
We know, Hardy, about your collaborations in the country world, people that you've gotten to know in the country world. Who would we be surprised that you hang with in the rock world?
Ooh, what would be, I would say the biggest one is like somebody I've talked to probably twice a month on the phone and stuff, is Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. Yeah, that's probably number one. And that's one that I also just never in a million years would ever think I'd be chumming it up with.
You have a very natural acting ability. You can see it in a lot of the stuff that you do.
Agreed.
Is that an area you think you'll explore more?
I've thought about this a lot, and yes, the short answer is yes, I would love to, but I've learned that I can only do specific things. Like, I can either, like, play myself or just a character that would be just like myself, or have to play like an intense role. I couldn't be like Johnny Depp and go play like Willy Wonka and put on like just a completely different hat. I feel like I want to do it. I would love to be in a movie, but the role has to be right, or I feel like I would just suck at it.
All right. So Chocolat, no, but Joe Dirt too? Sure.
Yeah. Dude, Joe Dirt, I think there is a Joe Dirt 2, but Joe Dirt 3, count me in.
Or you could play an evil villain, too. I think you could do that very well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, sadly, it's like the angry, evil, mean, like, that seems to, for some reason, come naturally, or just, you know, myself, which is the opposite of that. But those are the two options I've given myself.
Yeah. We're so happy things are happening for Hardy, professionally, obviously, personally. We're also so happy to be able to call you and your wife friends. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait to get you here, man, for the opening of the Jim Bob World Tour. He's also headlining Europe for the first time. This is a big, special time for you, Hardy, and we know that you appreciate it, and we know how hard you've worked for it, man. It's great seeing a person's dreams come true before our very eyes. Thanks for letting us be spectators, pal.
Oh, I love you guys. Y'all are awesome, and I truly can't wait to see you, and I can't wait to come back to Southern California. I love it out there.
Yeah, all right, we're looking forward to it. Please give lots of love and mooches and hugs to Callie and to Rosie for us.
I will do that. I will do that later today.
All right, Hardy. You take care of yourself. You be safe.
Okay, we'll do. Bye, guys.
All
right,
honey.
Get your tickets right now at KSON.com. Hardy, North Island Credit Union Amphitheater, May 22nd. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire Podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Em Agreed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.